Good morning. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the morning news. The French national football team has made a fantastic start to their World Cup journey in Qatar. Leading 1-0 after just 10 minutes, the Blues beat Australia 4-1 in their debut match. Olivier Giroud has now equaled Thierry Henry's record for goals scored for the national team, a total of 51. Their next match is against Denmark on Saturday, where a victory would secure France's place in the quarterfinals. Éric Ciotti has defended his ex-wife, who has been accused of accumulating fictitious jobs within her political life. Caroline Magne, a Republican MP in the Alpes-Maritime, has claimed that these jobs have always been fully exercised and that they were known to all. The public prosecutor's financial arm has opened a preliminary investigation. In Bullecourt, in the Pas-de-Calais, premeditated murder is thought to be the cause of the death of a tax inspector who was stabbed to death on Monday after being kidnapped with his colleague by a second-hand dealer while doing a tax audit. The local prosecutor indicated that metal clamps were found in the property of the dealer, who committed suicide shortly after the killing. President Macron is making efforts to reassure worried elected officials. The head of state is going to the Porte de Versailles in Paris this afternoon for discussions with France's mayors, before receiving them this evening at the Élysée. At the heart of talks is the energy crisis, which weighs heavily on local authorities' budgets. The mayors of France received a video call from Volodymyr Zelensky during a meeting yesterday, in which the Ukrainian president asks for help to survive the winter. He accuses Russia of using the cold as a weapon of mass destruction during the conflict. And finally to weather news, where an orange warning for violent winds has been lifted in South Corsica. This area has been affected by Storm Denise since Monday. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.